The first scripture reading this morning is from the Old Testament, Psalm 102, verses 1 and 2, and 25 through 28. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Long ago you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will endure. They will all wear out like a garment. You can change them like clothing, and they pass away. But you are the same, and your years have no end. The children of your servants shall live secure. Their offspring shall be established in your presence. The second reading is from, I forgot to tell you, that was the Old Testament, but the second reading is from the New Testament, and it's 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 7, and that can be found on page 208 in the New Testament. First of all, then, I urge the supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for everyone, for kings and all who are in high positions, so that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and dignity. This is right and is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires everyone to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, there is also one mediator between God and humankind, Christ Jesus himself human, who gave himself for all. This was attested at the right time. For this I was appointed a herald and an apostle. I am telling the truth, I am not lying, a teacher of Gentiles in faith and truth. The last one is from the New Testament, Luke 18, verses 1 through 8. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, in a certain city there was a judge who never feared God nor had respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, grant me justice against my opponent. For a while he refused, but then later he said to himself, though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that we may not wear me out by she may not wear me out by continually coming. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says, and will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.